Our next guest is probably one of the most famous people in America and has been for decades. Caitlyn Jenner, formerly known as Bruce Jenner, became a global celebrity in 1976 at the Olympics in Montreal.
Remember, they have been out here for 8 hours completing the standings, as you see, after four events, and note Jenner in there in third place.
The event was the decathlon, and Jenner set a new world record with the gold.
And as they come to the finish line, it is Bruce Jenner way out in front. Oh, Jenner wins it big, 47.
What we didn't know at the time was that Bruce Jenner had been dressing as a woman for years when he won that race. Jenner has been married to three women, most recently Kris Kardashian, which is why many Americans know Jenner from the reality TV show Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Back in 2015, Jenner finally made the decision to become Caitlyn Jenner and complete a transition that had been going on in secret for some time. Now Caitlyn Jenner has written a book called The Secrets of My Life. We met at her home in Malibu, California to talk about it. Well, Caitlyn Jenner, welcome to Here and Now.
Well, I'm excited to be here. I was just thinking, I don't think I've done NPR. I may have in my old life.
This is the first time for sure that Caitlyn is on NPR.
Yes, I can say that for certainty.
I want to start by asking you, it seems like in this book, and probably in your mind even now, there's a conflict between accepting who you are now and making sure that you don't erase your past.
I'm very proud of my life. I was with Ashton Eaton the other day, who won the last two Olympic decathlons in a row. And I told him, you know, I've got a double too. Hmm. You know, I won the Olympic decathlon and also got Glamour Woman of the Year award. So that's a one that I'm very proud of, you know. And I told him, don't you dare break that. And so I'm proud that finally, after a long, long, long journey, I can finally live my life authentically and move forward and be happy.
What do you think now when you watch old videos of Bruce Jenner?
I look at it and I'm very proud of that moment. That's part of me. You know, I think of it this way. I started off as a dyslexic kid. I had identity issues. I had all these things going on inside me that I couldn't talk about. And all of a sudden, sports came around, and I grasped onto that because that was a way to prove myself, prove my masculinity.
Hmm. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I did. To be honest with you, once it was over with, I kind of got scared. You know, where do I go now? So I don't kind of have to deal with myself. And that was, you know, I got into family. I got into work. Started raising kids. And I don't want to use it as those were my distractions, which I've said in the past. My kids weren't my distractions. The kids are the love of my life, you know. It was a distraction from who I was.
You've been married three times, mm-hmm. And in each case had children with your wives.
Right.
Did you ever think during that, maybe I shouldn't marry this woman, maybe I shouldn't have children because of the issues that I'm dealing with right now?
I definitely thought about that, especially with Kris. I had gone through 6 years of literally hell. I isolated myself from the world. I thought I was going to transition before I was 40. This is in the 80s. And I got to 39, and I just couldn't go any further. I couldn't do it. And I thought, I got to get back into life, you know? And with Kris, I was honest with her right from the beginning. I had to be. But also, I'm sure I downplayed it some. Like, I can handle this, because I had. I've been through hell for 6 years. That I can handle this, and yes, this is what I want, and we move forward. And then we wound up having a couple of more kids ourselves. So we wound up having this extraordinarily large family. And it was great. And even when Kris and I, after 23 years, went our separate directions, I didn't leave because I thought I was going to transition. I just left for a lot of other reasons. But then, there I was, back in Malibu, you know, where I had hid for years and years and years. Hmm. And I thought, is this what my life is all about? Is this what I'm going to do? Am I just going to stay in this very nice little beach house and just rot away? And I said, I just can't do that. And so the decisions to go through with this came later.
When was the first time that you dressed as a woman?
Oh, boy. We're talking 8, 9 years old. Yeah, taking my mom's clothes or my sister's clothes. I had an older sister. And walking around in Sleepy Hollow Garden Apartments in Tarrytown, New York, scared to death that somebody was going to catch me. I didn't have wigs or anything like that, so I put a scarf over my head. And there was just always this drive for me to be myself. And I only got those opportunities once in a great while. At that time, we're talking in the late 50s, early 60s, there wasn't even a word for being transgender. There was no information out there. I didn't know why I felt this way. And it was honestly a long time after that that I finally kind of tried to figure out who I was.
And when you were dressing as a woman, was it about you seeing yourself as a woman, or was it about other people also seeing you as a woman? Because you mentioned sometimes when you would go to hotels and you'd walk through the lobby, and there was kind of a thrill when somebody, maybe a scary thrill, but a thrill when somebody would see you.
Well, yeah, it was. And I struggled with that a lot, and I thought about that a lot. Why do I have this desire to be myself, to go, in some cases, obviously out in public? Is it because of the excitement of it all? Getting away with something, you know? Maybe I'm just a cross-dresser. Maybe is this a sexual high that you get? I didn't know, and it took years and years to kind of figure myself out, to find out, you know what? That really is me. In a simple way, there was always this woman that lived inside of me, okay? But I lived my life as Bruce. But she was always there. She was always present. I just finally got to the point in life where it's time for her to live. She's been stuck inside, sneaking around, lying, just doing all of this stuff. Maybe now, and for my case, it was the age of 65, it's time to let her live. And let's see what she can do with her life. Bruce pretty much did everything. Raised a great family, won the games. There was really nothing left for him. He did it all. That maybe this is the reason God put me on this earth at this point in time in history, because things had changed drastically. There was other trans women who have gone before me, you know, the Laverne Cox and the Janet Mox and the other ones that are out there. Society had kind of turned the corner on trans issues. Still, we have a long ways to go, but it wasn't like it was back in the 50s and 60s. And so I have a very unique platform. Maybe she can make a difference in the world.
Do you think right now that you're the most famous trans person on earth?
Well, people call me that. I don't know. I live a pretty quiet life. It's not like...
Really? You live a quiet life?
I do. Honestly, I'm in this house all the time. I do actually live a very quiet life. Now, you may not believe that because I get my picture taken every day. I mean, I went down to get coffee this morning, and sure enough, I saw a guy sneaking his little lens out the window, and I get my picture taken every day. But I don't participate in media. If I do anything, I do it on social media where I can control my message. Because I deal with a very sensitive community. We have tremendous issues in my community. Suicide, 9 times higher than the general public. We have a murder rate that just keeps getting bigger and bigger. Last year was unfortunately a record year. This year already we've had 8 murders of trans women. And out of that, almost all of them are trans women of color. We have tremendous issues. We have all the way down to bathroom issues. I mean, for trans
people. Well, what
do
you say to members of the trans community who don't believe that you're their representative?
I don't know. The only thing I'm a representative of is my story. And that's the only thing I tell. I have the most fun I have is like going to dinner with a bunch of trans girls. And I just love hearing their stories of what they had to go through. I try to encourage everybody. Meet somebody who's trans. They have these are the most interesting people out there. What they've gone through in their lives, just to be able to live their life authentically, is just overwhelming in so many cases. Issues with family, with society that, to be honest with you, they're the most fascinating people I've ever met, you know, to hear all their stories, to see how they've had to fight so hard to live their life authentically, you know. And so I like hearing their stories. So, you know, to the trans community, no, I'm not a spokesperson for the trans community. I'm trying to, my heart's in the right place, and I'm trying to help as much as I can. But the only person I am a spokesperson for is my own story. That's all I can tell.